I was just finishing my second beer when someone leaned down to whisper in my ear, "Want to do something insane?" As pickup lines went, it wasn't half bad. I set my glass on the bar and looked up. He was dark-haired, gorgeous, and tall, dwarfing me by almost a foot, and at 5'6" plus heels, I wasn't exactly short. I took a moment to savor the close-up view of his impressively muscled chest and let my appreciation show in my voice when I answered, "Absolutely." He drained the last of his bourbon and tossed a crisp hundred on the bar next to our empty glasses. "Then let's get out of here." I let him help me slide down off my bar stool. His eyes moved approvingly from my tall boots to my thighs and over my short dress to my cleavage, where they paused for a moment before meeting my gaze. "Scott," he said, and held my jacket while I put it on. I smiled up at him. "Alice." "Nice to meet you, Alice." He offered his hand and I took it. We plowed through the crowded bar toward the front door. When we finally emerged on the sidewalk, I tucked my arm through Scott's and fell in step beside him. Despite the cold, he didn't need a coat. I felt his warmth even through my leather jacket. He smelled smoky and woodsy, like a forest fire. "What's on the agenda?" I asked as we strolled along 9th Street, past a dozen bars and late-night cafes.
"Have you ever flown the 101?
I laughed. "I've driven the Pacific Coast Highway. I didn't know you could fly it." He grinned at me.
"In my car, we can."
"Let's do it." I squeezed his arm. "Where are you parked?"
"Up ahead, a couple of blocks."
The March wind was bitterly cold on my bare legs. Though we walked quickly, within minutes I was shivering.
"Come on, we're almost there."
Scott squeezed me against his side with an enormous arm. "How did you manage to get parking down here on a Saturday anyway?" I asked, pouting a bit. "I'm all the way over on Fulton, in a pay lot."
"I know the guy who owns McGovern's Steakhouse," Scott replied. "He lets me park in his alley whenever I'm here."
"Well, that sure is convenient." Scott flashed me a smile. We were in front of McGovern's, which was already closed for the night. At 1 a.m., there weren't many pedestrians around. It was cold enough that anyone who was out was in a hurry to get where they were going, and the most popular bars were back in the direction we'd come from. Where Scott was parked, there was nothing but long closed restaurants and shops.